英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey guys, welcome back to our program. So in our last session, 在上一期的节目里，嘉伦和我 we talked about how something came up, something popped up. 这两句话都是很随意的口语，意思都差不多，都是在说啊有点事儿。Something came up. 我突然有点事儿。They both mean the same thing without revealing too much, without saying too much. 这两句话是在告诉对方，我有些事情，但是你又没有具体的说你有什么事情。And if that's what you want, if you want to be vague, V-A-G-U-E, vague, 如果你不想很具体的话，如果你不想透露太多信息的话， then these phrases might come in handy. And so, how would you respond to someone if they said,Well, something came up. Or how would you continue the conversation if something comes up? 如果是有些事情冒出来的话，扰乱了之前的安排，下一步该怎么样做呢？
So, basically, 就是 when you don't want to do something,如果你不想去参加某些活动，其实你也可以委婉地说一句
something
came up.
Something came up, some stuff to finish.I have some stuff to finish.
No, something came up.
我是随便说。
Oh, yeah, yeah.
但是一样是吧？
不太一样。Something came up 就是有我有点事儿。I have some stuff to finish. 就是我需要做完点事情，所以它还不太一样。Yeah. 比如说我突然找你，然后你也不想跟别人啰嗦，你就可以说 ，Hey, sorry, something came up. Can we reschedule?
这样还会好一点，因为我们毕竟说了一个 let's reschedule. Let's reschedule it, 还是
Let's reschedule
就可以了。Let's reschedule.
对，我们可以 Yeah, let's reschedule and that'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so the next time when you don't want to see someone,
我可以说 Sorry, something came up. Ring check.
Yeah.
Have fun, guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ring check 就等于 next time.
Yes, basically, yeah. Let's do a ring check.
还有什么类似的 Ring check 这种。
Let's reschedule her.
Let's reschedule.
Yeah.
What about how reschedule it?
It's 不对，就是 let's reschedule.
Oh.
Yeah. 或者是 we can reschedule it, 但是有点啰嗦。
Oh. Yeah. We can reschedule it. Let's reschedule.
But usually we just say we can reschedule or let's reschedule.
Let's reschedule. That'll be fine.
Yeah. Hey, sorry, something came up. Let's reschedule. Or let's do a rain check.
Let's do a rain check.
Rain check.
Rain check.
Yes.
Rain check. R-A-I-N. Rain. C-H-E-C-K. Check. Rain check. Let's take a rain check means the same thing as let's reschedule. 我们再重新定一个计划，改日再约。
So if someone offers you a time to meet and you can't do it now,You can't accept the invitation to meet now.
如果对方推荐的时间行不通 you can say, 你可以说 let's take a rain check. 我们再选一个日子。
但是你能解释为什么它叫 rain check 吗？可是我也很好奇 rain, 下雨。
对对对 because, so rain check basically, 它的来源是因为以前你如果有张音乐会的票或者是、sports game,的票 right? 打棒球棒球比赛 basically 如果那天下雨的话或者是不能够演出或者是不能够比赛的时候那么你的票它会 they will give you a rain check 也就是说因为下雨今天就 cancel 所以你可以下次再来、oh. 是这个样子所以很多 actually 很多它是起源于这个被 canceled 的 events because of rain 它会给你一个 rain checkSo,
Interesting.
Yeah, 很多 actually, 很多 events, 他们都会有 come rain or shine, 或者是 rain or shine, 或者是 rain check date, 他们都会有一些这样的。有的说、不管无论是下雨下雪我们都会照旧、那么就是 rain or shine. 然后如果是 rain check date, 那就是说我们因为 rain 不能够继续 perform, 所以我们给你 rain check.
Sounds about right.
Sounds
about right.
Sounds about right, yeah.
我猜跟下雨应该有一点关系，但是，这么说我就懂了。
Yeah, so people will usually say, you know, they will usually offer you a rain check. 如果今天演出 you know, 突然不能够演 they will offer you a rain check, 就是你可以下次再来，是这个意思。所以它是的确有 reschedule 的意思。
So, the next time when you hear the word rain check, you'll know that they're not talking about the weather, but they're talking about time to reschedule something.I hope today's session was helpful to you.
希望今天的内容可以在日常生活里帮到你。
And remember, if something comes up,
如果临时有事情需要重新安排的话
you can always say, let's reschedule, or let's take a rain check.
If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community,And subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.